Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 11th, yep, count it, 11th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, recently, the Sixers have been doing things to shake things up in their front office and in their coaching staff. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get talking. Now, the first thing that I'm really excited about the Sixers offseason is, of course, the huge, huge hiring of Daryl Morey. Now, Daryl Morey was president of basketball operations for the Houston Rockets. He put together some pretty good teams around James Harden, getting him great teammates such as Dwight Howard, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, even reaching an Eastern Conference Finals. But sadly, they couldn't get over the brick wall that was Golden State. I think that Daryl Morey can rebuild, in a way, the Sixers, but it's going to be starting with Wednesday's draft, the NBA draft. There's definitely a lot the Sixers need. I think that they need a shot creator. Like, I would like to see them take Nico Mannion out of Arizona. But if Cole Anthony does fall to the Sixers, like, he is actually projected to fall around their range, then we could see things definitely be shaken up. But I think with free agency, it's gonna lay the groundwork for the season, obviously. But right now, the talk of the town right now is everyone wants Al Horford to be traded eventually. I would have to agree with that, of course, because, you know, he's 33 years old. He's getting up there in age. He is overpaid, very much overpaid, a top two, one of the worst contracts in the league, along with Tobias Harris. People want Daryl Morey to move Al Horford for somebody like Buddy Hield, which is who I would want him to move him for, you know? But I don't think the Kings will just take Al Horford himself. It's definitely going to have to be a pick thrown in there. Maybe even the number 21 pick that the Sixers have from OKC. But I think that Daryl Morey is definitely going to make some moves on draft night. There was a lot of speculation about James Harden wanting a trade and that the Sixers were on his list. But personally, I don't think that James Harden would work in this Sixers offense, especially if the Rockets are going to want someone like Embiid or Simmons. Plus the amount of money he's being paid, James Harden's making around $40 million a year, but he is one of the greatest scorers of all time. He's definitely a top player in the league, but I just don't see how he would fit with the Sixers, especially if there's no spacing for him to score like how he was in Houston when they played a lot of small ball. He didn't have a 7-foot starter in like Joel Embiid is, but about that, the talk of the town's actually that James Harden may be traded to the Brooklyn Nets to join up with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. I think that would be interesting, but there's three of them, all, you know, ball dominant players, and they all got to share the ball, of course, but I think the Nets would have a great trade package. Like, they could trade Jarrett Allen, Caris LeVert, Allen Crabbe, Joe Harris, the possibilities are really endless with them in that. But it's just, if that happens, I think Kyrie Irving will be the one that takes a step back. But I'm also interested to see how healthy Kevin Durant will be when he comes back. I think he will be about 85% of what he was before he got injured, because an Achilles injury is very, very hard to come back 100% from. And we've seen it before here in Philly, like with Ryan Howard. He significantly regressed after he tore his Achilles in the 2011 NLDS Game 5. Which is a very heartbreaking loss. But, you know, back to the Sixers, I think that Daryl Morey is a great basketball mind to have in the front office. That's one thing the Sixers needed. They needed to clean house in the front office. They need an entirely new one. And they have been doing just that, and not just with Daryl Morey. Fans have been saying that they needed to hire a president of basketball operations, and not just have a GM, then CEO, and then the owner, Josh Harris. No, you need to have a president of basketball operations like how most teams have, and it has worked for those teams. But I think that Daryl Morey is a great fit for the 76ers. I think he can get him out of that bad contract with Al Horford and just get the Sixers on the right track. But, you know, there's a lot that the Sixers need in order to get on the right track. We need Embiid and Simmons to keep improving, keep getting better. I know it sounds cliche, but Simmons does need to get a consistent jump shot. It doesn't even have to be a three-point jump shot. It can just be a mid-range, but based off what we've seen with Ben, he can shoot the ball. And him shooting, it would help with a lot of spacing issues that the Sixers have, that they had last year. Because, you know, Horford isn't going to take a lot of threes, but he does shoot threes from now and then. Tobias Harris, he can shoot threes, but he's more so a mid-range kind of guy. Embiid, he also can shoot threes, but he's more so down low because he's the center, and that's where he should be. But centers are starting to get more and more transcendent nowadays with their three-point shooting. And if Embiid can make them, which he's proven he can, he should shoot them. But Ben Simmons mainly relies on driving into the lane, which he is very, very good at. And if he does get a consistent jump shot, I think it's game over for the league. I think that the Sixers could potentially turn into a dynasty, and Simmons could turn into a top five player in the league. Honestly, go as far as to say maybe a top 10 player of all time when it's all said and done. He's definitely got the tools to be it, you know. He's got great passing, great court vision. He can run the court as good as any of the greats, in my opinion. He's more so Magic Johnson than he is LeBron James, though, I think, based off the court vision. But if Simmons can get that consistent jump shot, then the league better watch out. But I'm very interested to see how Daryl Morey is going to reshape the Sixers roster once free agency begins soon, later this week. This week is going to be so hectic in the NBA. It's going to have the draft on Wednesday, it's going to have free agency, and it's just going to be a great, great time, especially with the season starting next month. Now, just recently, the Sixers have made a few great moves, especially in the coaching staff, which they very, very much needed. Not only did they hire Doc Rivers to be their head coach, but they also clean house with assistant coaches. And they've hired a bunch of experienced coaches in David Joerger, Sam Cassell, and Dan Burke. Now, along with Popeye Jones and Eric Hughes and Brian Adams. Now, the coaching staff has been one thing that the Sixers needed to improve along with the front office over the past few years. And this past season has proved that as well. I love all of these hires very, very much. Especially Dave Joerger, because he was the head coach most recently, the Sacramento Kings, from 2016 to 2019. So that brings a lot of experience. And he was also with the Memphis Grizzlies with 9 seasons during the grit and grind era that they had with Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, Zach Randolph. And, you know, experience like that is much needed on this kind of Sixers team. And it's just amazing to see, because it's such an improvement from what we've had before in Brett Brown. And I love the Sam Cassell hire, because he was with the LA Clippers for the past 6 seasons. They had a lot of success there. He was an assistant coach under Doc Rivers there as well, which they had some success there too as well with the Lob City the Lob City Clippers teams. But they, you know, they just couldn't get to a Western Conference Finals, but that's okay because it brings a lot of experience with all of those guys. And they coached a lot of talent too. You know, they coached Chris Paul, they coached Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and then most recently Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And that Clippers team, they should have been in the Western Conference Finals last year, but you know, they choked, obviously. But I wouldn't really put that on the coaching staff. It's just Kawhi and Paul George, they scored a combined 24 points in Game 7, which you can't really put a lot of blame on the coaching staff on that one. Now, where was I? Dan Burke, he was with the Indiana Pacers for the last 22 seasons. He's been known for coaching defense very, very well. His Pacers teams have been a perennial playoff contenders each year. But just recently he was very critical of Embiid and like the way he plays the game or something, or how he trolls or something like that. But it's going to be, I think that they ironed that out by now, and I think that it's going to be very, very great to see both of them working together, especially with as good of a player on the defensive side of the ball as Embiid is. And the fact that this Sixers team, it is very defensive-oriented. Ben Simmons, in my mind, should have been in the voting for Defensive Player of the Year last year, with leading the league with 2.1 steals per game. But, you know, it is what it is, but the numbers don't lie. Popeye Jones, he also spent 7 years with the Indiana Pacers as an assistant coach, getting those Pacers teams to be perennial playoff contenders. They also, Bryan Adams and Popeye Jones, they also coached, you know, those Paul George, Lance Stevenson Pacers teams up until recently, the Victor Oladipo Pacer teams. It's just, experience is really everything when it comes to sports, when it comes to basketball. And you can't have enough of it in basketball, really. All the great coaches, they've had numerous years of experience. And it appears that the Sixers are bringing a lot of that in. And they're cleaning house and basically going all in, it seems, which is very good. You love to see it. It's what they've been needing for a while now, and I think that something like that will definitely put them over the top. But it all depends. I've been saying it all depends on free agency and who is on the roster next year. The front office, the coaching staff, I don't really think it matters unless the right players are going to be on the court. And they just can't leave this roster the way it is, you know? They got to make some trades. They got to acquire some names. The bench just isn't there, I don't think. I think you keep Shake Milton. I think you keep Matisse Thybulle. But, you know, if the right offer comes along for those two guys and you get a really solid bench piece for that, then you have to take it, you know? I'm not saying that we should go after James Harden, but, you know, if the right offer were to come for him, you would have to think that they would be hesitant to say no. But it's just fit really matters when it comes to basketball, you know. But it's just great to see that the Sixers are making these kinds of moves. And hopefully that these coaches will get them back to where they need to be. But like I've been saying before, it doesn't matter if the right players are not on the court for the Sixers. They got to make some moves, but we'll see how it goes with them. And now a word from our sponsors. All right, so let's talk about the Sixers city jerseys for a second. The new city jerseys that they just got. I don't know. I've been hearing mixed reviews about them, about the way they look, about the way that they were promoted and presented. You know, everyone likes the fact that they brought back the black color into their color scheme again. Like, we haven't seen that since, you know, the Allen Iverson classic 2001 jerseys. And those were the jerseys that people were hoping that the Sixers were going to reveal, because they used Allen Iverson himself to promote these jerseys and hype them up. And honestly, I can say for myself that I thought myself that too. But, you know, it just is what it is with that. I think the jerseys could have been a little bit better if they weren't going to do the classic jerseys. It could have at least have been something a little bit better, but I kind of like the Boathouse Row design on it, but I think I would have rather have had the actual Philadelphia skyline on it as opposed to Boathouse Row. But, you know, I like how, it, you know, with jerseys, nostalgia is the big thing right now. Because just last year, the Raptors brought back the classic Vince Carter era jerseys, which are a top two NBA jersey of all time, in my opinion. The Jazz brought back the Stockton and Malone era jerseys, which are pretty good jerseys themselves. And I don't know, like, nostalgia, it just seems like it's the big thing now. It's a great thing to see, because a lot of those jerseys were very, very great. I hope we can get more jerseys like that from the All-Star game, like in the All-Star jerseys. Those jerseys back then were really, really tough. And the Spurs, they just unveiled a jersey a new classic jersey called, like, the Fiesta jersey or something like that. And it's just got a streak of light blue, orange, to go with their classic black and white. And it's classic. It's a great jersey, if I do say so. I also like how the Warriors, they brought back the classic We Believe era jerseys, in a way. But, you know, the Sixers, they just didn't really deliver this year with the jerseys, you know? And fans have been asking for, they've been asking for years, the classic 2001 jerseys. For years now. And I get that there is kind of a dispute with that, like, that Adidas kind of owns the rights to those jerseys, and the NBA is sponsored by Nike now, but they should at least try to find a way to get the rights to those jerseys. The fans have been wanting them for so long, and I can't tell you enough how much a black classic Embiid or Simmons jersey would sell. They would make so, so much money off of a jersey like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, the NBA is a business. So I don't know why they wouldn't capitalize off of that. Other teams have been capitalizing off that, like I said before. It just doesn't make sense. Why they would use Allen Iverson himself to promote those jerseys. And then just not even give us something that's close to that design, other than the black color. It just makes no sense. But I like the court design, though. I will say that. I like the court design. I don't know, but I think these jerseys will grow on me. I definitely plan on getting one, to be honest with you. They dropped December 3rd, and, you know, hopefully, maybe in the future, we'll get what we want, and the Sixers will issue us the classic 2001 jerseys. Honestly, going back to the other team's jerseys, if I had to rank the classic ones between the three ones that I discussed today, it would have to be Stockton and Malone era Jazz jerseys at 3. And at 2, the Toronto Raptors Vince Carter jerseys. But that's pretty hard. I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit biased, but 2000, maybe a little bit biased, but at number 1, the 2001 Allen Iverson Sixers jerseys. It's just the black, the gold, the red, the basketball streaking across the lettering. It's so tough. That jersey is just so tough, you know? And it's just, I can't say enough how much it's a shame that the Sixers didn't bring back that jersey. It didn't even have to be exactly that jersey. Like, they could have brought back that kind of lettering. They could have brought back that word mark. But the Chris Heck, the president of the 76ers, he said, like, they wanted to introduce a quote-unquote new Philadelphia. Which, I don't know what to make about that statement, but I don't like that statement at all, really. Like, Philadelphia is what it is, and we love it for what it is. You know? There is no new Philadelphia. It's just Philly. Philadelphia just is what it is. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. All right? You heard? Bring back those jerseys. Now, one last thing I wanted to discuss was the NBA and the NBPA approving December 22nd as the start date for the 2020-2021 NBA season. Now, the season will also be 72 games in the regular season, and it'll go from December all the way to April so that the finals are still held in June and that then some NBA players can still participate in the Summer Olympics coming up in that year that were postponed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the season was originally set to begin December 1st, but I guess they felt that was way too early because it would basically be like the season before ending and then just hopping right into the next season with training camp happening November 10th originally, but that has been pushed back as well. And, you know, that would just be way too early, especially for the Heat and the Lakers and all the other playoff teams that went deep in the playoffs. But all the other teams that were not good enough to be in the bubble and were eliminated beforehand, they've gotten basically a good amount of rest, I would say. But it's just, they also have to have preseason. You saw how with the NFL, they did not have preseason at all, and you see all these injuries piling up. That just can't happen. Your body's just not made to do something like that, like without any proper conditioning first. But it's good that the NBA is going to have a preseason first and foremost, and then the regular season as well. But I cannot wait for the regular season to happen. Hopefully the Sixers have a better season than they did last year. I think that the Lakers could possibly have a bigger chance of repeating than they don't. But I don't know. It's just, they made a great decision. They made a great addition, of Dennis Schroeder trading Danny Green, the number 28 pick, to Oklahoma City for Dennis Schroeder. That's just what I think. I think the Lakers can repeat as of now, but, you know, a lot can happen in the offseason. Free agency and the draft, it's all starting, it's all happening this week. Hopefully, of course, the Sixers can make a few great moves, but, you know, with NBA free agency, it's always so unpredictable every single day, but we'll just have to see, and we'll wait and see what happens. It's going to be great. I know that for sure. Thank you for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. Whenever there is news in sports, there will always be an episode. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Have a great week.